You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so over the weekend, Tonga beat New Zealand in rugby league, leading to celebrations on the streets of Otahuhu and Mangere. This has led to some pretty negative media coverage of what happened, with headlines such as Tongan rugby league fans cause problems in Otahuhu and league fans brawl in South Auckland. This has led to racist reactions on social media and raised questions around the media's portrayal of Polynesian people living in South Auckland suburbs. Now, Ben Ross is a blogger and South Auckland resident who writes about news and issues concerning South Auckland and has written in the past about how the media covers this area. Well, I spoke to him earlier to get his reaction to the reporting of the Tongan celebrations on the weekend. What have you thought of some of the reaction from the media to the Tongan supporters over the weekend?
Two thoughts: overreaction and typical.
Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Yep. The overreaction side would be that Tonga won their match against the Kiwis. So, of course, it's going to cause a huge celebration in South Auckland, mainly Otahuhu, Mangere and Papakura, where they're mainly based.
Mm-hmm.
So being the joyous and celebratory people that they are, well, all of Pacifica are, of course they're going to get out onto the streets and celebrate the huge victory. And celebrations that we saw in Otahuhu and Mangere, I must say, are similar to celebrations we see around the world, South America, after a football match, the same for the European Union, even the United States. So if they can hold celebrations there without huge problems, what's the problem here of the Tongans celebrating their victory in the South?
You've written about media representations about South Auckland before. Do you think some elements of the New Zealand media still have quite a certain negative projection of South Auckland, and this comes across in their reporting?
Yes, I do. I won't name any media outlets, but the general feel is that South Auckland is still seen as the downtrodden, high social deprivation part of Auckland, where the poorer cousins. But that's despite that through the last 10 years or so, the South has really made a name for itself in bringing itself up. We've got very successful high achievers in academic and sporting fields. There was a recent story done in the New Zealand Herald about Papakura High turning itself around from, put it basically, from failure to now a very successful school. And the media constantly portraying us as downtrodden and socially deprived and failures. It's a case of we're going one step forward, two steps back still.
Do you think this kind of negative portrayal contributes to reinforcing perhaps negative stereotypes around Tongan and Samoan people?
Yes, I do. I suppose it goes into a feedback loop. If the media are basically saying that the Tongans and Samoans, basically you see them fighting in the streets and that, or problems with alcohol, crime, then you get this perception that, oh, well, that's all we are, then that's all we're going to do. And that's not a very fair representation at all. That's basically car brushing not only them, but everyone that lives in the South, whether you're Pacifica, Maori, European, South African. You're basically hitting everyone with it, and it's not fair.
Because as a Pākehā yourself, you must feel pretty embarrassed when you see other members of your community being painted out to be pretty much, you know, savages, basically.
I feel highly embarrassed that, that the white media do this. It's just like, you feel a bit red in the face going, no, I live in the South and have lived in the South all my life with my family, and this is not what we see. We see quite things more differently. Sure, you have crime in that, but so does every other part of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
But we also see the positive sides as well. That night, the Tongans were just out what they like to do best, having a huge, big street party.
Do you think the organisers of the World Cup might have missed a trick by not perhaps having some sort of fan zone set up for people in the community?
I saw that debate come across this morning, and I would agree with them. I would say the organisers, Auckland Council, and even Auckland Transport and the New Zealand Police probably skipped a beat there. I suppose the question you could ask is, where were the fan zones?
Mm-hmm.
Where were the traffic management plans? Because they knew this was going to happen, and so that safe areas could be provided and whatnot. We had it for the Rugby World Cup. What's different for the Rugby League World Cup?
And there's still, I guess, an opportunity for them to put some sort of fan zone in place for the next game as well.
Yep, I hope they do so, and that way, as I said, there's a safe space for everyone to come out and celebrate without flare-ups happening, or more to the point, as we just discussed, the media not negatively portraying it again.
Mm-hmm. And in what ways would you like to see the New Zealand media change some of their reporting on South Auckland and the people who live there?
How about, would they like to come out south? Would they like to come out to West Auckland as well, because the West wears it as well? And would they like to basically live in our shoes for 6 months and see what it's like? I know, in fairness, Kirsty Johnson, who was in Auckland, she's gone down to Dunedin, that she came to Papakura High to do her big piece on Papakura High, and she was able to see firsthand what it was really like and tell their story rather than the editor's story, what was going on. So maybe a few more journalists and editors, especially the editors, need to do that.
And do you have any message for those people who might have seen some of that sort of negative reporting and might have responded with some racist remarks or negative perceptions of what happened?
Come and live in the South for 1 year, live in our shoes, and then you'll see what it's really like.
To understand the distinction.
Rewire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.